McLeod. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Jim. So baseball playoffs last night. Boy, a lot of home runs for the Blue Jays. They beat the Mariners 13-4. Series still in favor of Seattle, 2-1. Your thoughts on the baseball playoffs, which have two games today. Dodgers and Brewers are going to play at 5 o'clock this evening.
Yeah, the playoffs have been fantastic. I'm really looking forward to the games today. We also have Thursday night football, of course, so good sports day. Last night, frankly, it was the rare game in this postseason that just wasn't epic, or either in terms of importance or the way it was played out. I mean, Toronto just beat them up. Toronto has an excellent lineup, as we know, and they got it going. Springer keeps rising among the on the list of most postseason home runs of all time. Of course, it's not fair to the greats of yesteryear because they played far fewer postseason games. So Springer has been an amazing postseason player. And like a lot of teams, like the Twins, the Byron Buxton, they like having a guy who might give you a 1-0 lead on the first pitch of the game batting first. So today, it looks like the Brewers will probably go with Ashby as their opener. They've been using an opener a lot in this postseason. And Priest are probably backing him up. I think he's going, who's he going up against? I had it here a second ago. I think Glasnow is going for the Brewers. I mean, it's just for the Dodgers. Blue Jays, it looks like it's the old guy Scherzer against Castillo. A really good pitching matchup in the nightcap. So, yeah, it should be a pretty good day of baseball.
Jim, I see another possible candidate for the Twins has popped up. Nick Punto, former Twin. Is he a realistic chance to be the manager of the team?
He doesn't strike me as, because I think so highly of James Ralston, because Ralston has a connection here, because the Twins' young hitters need help more than anybody else. I still think he, to me, is the leading candidate, but I really like Nick Punto. He was a high effort player. I always thought he was a high character guy. I really liked him personally. One of the most respectful people you'll ever meet in baseball. So I'm glad they're interviewing him. I'm glad he's moving his career in that direction. I just don't know what about him that would make him, a better candidate than some of the other candidates they have. I think he's worth the interviewing, though.
Jim, the Viking injury report, certainly interesting to look at. Carson Wentz, full participant. J.J. McCarthy, limited. Your thoughts on those two QBs?
I just think Wentz is going to be the starting quarterback on Sunday, which means he's probably going to be the starting quarterback if he's healthy the following Thursday. And then after that, you have a real decision to make. And I think if McCarthy's fully healthy, he will get his job back unless Wentz absolutely lights it up. Wentz has been a good player, a good backup so far. And what he did in that last drive against Cleveland was epic. But I still don't think it changes your quarterback plan. But we'll see. Wentz is going to start this week. I just think that's been pretty obvious for a while now. McCarthy talked at the podium yesterday and said, hey, my ankle still isn't 100%. Basically, everything they've done and said the last couple of weeks, really blew up that old theory, that old conspiracy theory that, oh, they just pretended he had an ankle injury. No, he's not even practicing in full. So that's the deal. It's pretty simple. And the other injuries are interesting. Jonathan Jackson and Brian O'Neill limited. You can either be optimistic about that or not. I think the two best things on the injury report, Blake Cashman practiced in full. He's a vital player for this defense. And Andrew Van Ginkel, who was really causing some worries that he might not be coming back anytime soon, was out there and was limited. So we'll see how Cashman and Van Ginkel respond to having been on a practice field for the first time in a long time. But those are good signs.
Yeah, definitely. Will McCarthy be active on Sunday as a number two quarterback, do you think?
I would think not. I would think maybe if he looks pretty spry by the end of the week, maybe. I just think if you're trying to protect him from hurt, from injuring himself and ruining his first real season in the NFL, would you really want him going out there cold and running around? It doesn't seem to make much sense to me. But who knows?
Jim, what do you think about the Eagles? They've lost a couple of games in a row. They just haven't run the ball as effectively as they have in the past. Certainly last year was a great year for Saquon. What do you think?
They always seem to have a midseason crisis, and Hurts can sometimes get up to the podium and kind of, he's a very, very confident guy, and he He doesn't like to, you know, say the usual happy talk things that a lot of people do. So sometimes even his just the way he answers questions can lead to some questions. Sirianni's kind of a weird guy. He doesn't always communicate clearly. They've had A.J. Brown complaining a lot over the years. Hurts himself has seemed to say things that could be interpreted as complaints at times. They seem to go through this every year. Last year, and after at the end of September, they were 2-2. They just lost badly at Tampa, and you know, you looked at him, you just didn't, nobody was that impressed with him. And then they won like 9 straight games or something like that, and Barkley went nuts. I think the difference this year is most of the players are the same. New offensive coordinator, trying to learn how to operate with a new offensive coordinator. Hurts has not looked as sharp, and Barkley just looks like he's tired. And so I don't think they're going to be saved by Saquon Barkley this year. It's still a good team, though. And, you know, we've seen with the Chiefs and other teams around the league, sometimes it's really hard to be in this sport, maybe in any sport, but especially it's really hard to be at your best for 17 straight weeks. There are going to be lulls, and the good teams kind of figure it out as they go. I would guess that the Eagles are going to figure it out as they go. Who knows if that starts happening this week or not.
You mentioned the Thursday night game, Steelers-Bengals. What's interesting about this one is you got two quarterbacks that are over 40 that are starting, Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. Any thoughts on quarterbacks playing into their 40s now? It seems like this is not uncommon.
It's not uncommon, but, you know, the people, you look at the people who've done it. Brady, perhaps the best of all time. He's not my personal pick for best of all time, but he's up there. Aaron Rodgers, Hall of Fame quarterback, who really, frankly, you know, kind of took a year off recently. And then Flacco, who isn't a starting quarterback. He is a desperate backup quarterback, desperate situation backup quarterback. So, you know, everything's a little different here. I don't think it's a trend unless you're just a great quarterback. What's also interesting is Mike Tomlin, who really doesn't say things at the podium that are very controversial very often, really kind of ripped into the Browns for trading Flacco to a division rival. And this could affect the Steelers. You know, if the Bengals find a way to win this game with Flacco at quarterback, that could affect the Steelers' ability to make the playoffs or get a seed or whatever. So, very interesting game tonight.
Are the Steelers for real? Are they a team, and they've lost just one time this year? They look good against the Vikings. Are they a team that could compete for the Super Bowl and the AFC?
I guess the way I look at it is, every year, Tomlin finds a way to win, or at least not lose. I mean, he's got the record for most consecutive non-losing seasons. So their median victory total is 9 or 10. And I think they're on their way to being a 9 or 10 win game. I think the biggest difference is that division is usually brutal. And this year, that division is really bad. So that might give them a better chance than usual to get up into the, you know, up into the 10, 11, 12 win range. I don't think they're particularly good. I mean, I think they're well coached. They've got an anchor on defense with Watt. They play hard, and they have DK Metcalf on offense and some tight end talent on offense. And I do think Aaron Rodgers has played well so far. I'm just not sure I see the makings of an outstanding team here. I see another Steelers team that's probably going to win 9 or 10 games and lose in the first round of the playoffs.
Jim, the Timberwolves got a preseason game at Chicago tonight. One of the players that Chris Finch has talked about recently is Terrence Shannon, who we're expecting to see in the regular rotation. It sounds like he's been working on his outside shot. How good of offensive player can Terrence Shannon be this year?
I mean, he could be really good. He's also mature enough to know that he's playing on the same team as Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo and Rob Dillingham. So I think he plays a very intelligent offensive game in that he attacks when he knows it's his time to attack. And so I think if he's the go-to scorer on a court at any time, he's going to take it right into the teeth of defense. He's going to run people over. He's going to draw fouls. He's going to dunk on people. If he happens to be out there with Randall and Edward at the same time, then he's probably going to shoot the corner three, you know? And I think that's why he's working so hard on the corner three. So he can be a complementary piece to other players who are really good at taking it into the paint and not kind of duplicate what they're doing. So I really like him. I love the way he plays. I love the aggression. I do think he can shoot, and I think that shooting could really extend his minutes. He's not a great defender, but he gives you an effort. So, yeah, I think he could have a really nice breakout year.
Jim, do you think that if, you know, the Timberwolves were to have injuries, and injuries happen in the NBA all the time, that he's the type of guy that could score 20 a game in short spurts?
I mean, 20 a game, you're starting to talk about stars, you know? Can he score 20 in a game? Of course. Any game, if the situation's right. Is he going to average 20 points a game? Well, now, you know, I think the only way he averages 20 points a game is if Edwards or Randall is hurt and he ends up playing a ton of minutes because of that.
Gopher men's basketball has got an exhibition game against North Dakota State tonight. They had their inter-squad scrimmage last Saturday, so chance to get at least a look at these guys. So many new faces. It's pretty difficult to get a grasp on how good this team is. Is that right?
I have no idea. I keep on saying I like the hire. That doesn't mean this thing just gets turned around in a season or two. I think the good thing about Medved is I don't think he's looking to go elsewhere. You can build something with him. I just don't know how good this team could be. I mean, it's just a, you know, same old thing I say every year. Yeah, this team has some talent. Is it good enough to really do something in the Big Ten? Well, that's a completely different bar.
All right, Jim, what are you getting your podcasts?
We have the John Krasinski show up. We have the Viking Update show up. We have Don Mitchell's interview with Leah B. Olson, former Gopher basketball player who made her way. She's she's an MC. She's a speaker. She works on Timberwolves broadcast. She works on Lynx broadcast. She's writing a book about women's basketball in Minnesota. She's a great figure. She's also right now a regular part of Don Mitchell's show and the network. So we're really glad to have her at TalkNorth.com. Check out that show as well. And we'll do Jeff Diamond's Vikings and NFL Insider today.
All right, Jim. Thank you. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jay.
It's Jim Suhan, Star Tribune sports columnist, joining us each weekday morning at this time. Follow him on Twitter at Suhan Strib. Check out his latest column at the Star Tribune or his podcast at TalkNorth.com. Jim, today brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St. Cloud. Next on WJON, World of National News from ABC, followed by local news.